Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you there's going to be an Indiana Jones 5? I just love the Indiana Jones series. I love Harrison Ford. He's just, you know, he was just one of those guys in the 80s, you know, that was kind of a jerk to women. And for some reason, that's just really endearing to somebody like me where, you know, he's a smart aleck, you know, and then you try to tame him. So I always thought he was very, very sexy. I didn't like his role as Han Solo, and maybe it's because I was younger when the Star Wars movies come out. But, you know, I was a teenager or preteen when the Indiana Jones movies came out, and I thought he was just amazing. I loved his character, just like the John McClane Die Hard movie characters, where they're vulnerable, but they're smart alecky, and they get themselves into trouble, and they aren't like a superhero. I just think that's so cool. So when I heard that there was going to be an Indiana Jones 5, I was like, hallelujah. It's not going to be directed by Steven Spielberg. I think Spielberg might still be a producer, so that is going to be interesting, but I guess James... Oh, yeah, the one that did Logan, James Mangold, I guess, is going to direct it. He also did Ford versus Ferrari. So, a good producer. But I bring it up because apparently Sir Harrison Ford got injured again while filming. If you remember with the Crystal Skull, the Han Solo film, Harrison Ford almost got guillotined by the Millennium Falcon. And he actually crushed his pelvis in the filming, trying to get into the starship, spaceship, whatever you call the Millennium Falcon. Just cut me some slack. I like Star Wars. I'm just not as up on it as the Indiana Jones movies. But he had this big ship that was kind of flat that almost got eaten by a monster in a planet. Remember, and they had to go through the teeth. And so it's kind of a skinny ship. And so the ship can kind of skinny its way out of teeth. It's a great spaceship. But he got hurt when he was filming a couple years ago for Han Solo. He's 78 years old. He's now doing Indiana Jones 5, and he injured his shoulder during a fight scene. We don't know what the injury is. I'm sure people want to know. Was it rotator cuff? Was it... A lot of rotator cuff injuries are more chronic. So I hope it's not a fracture. He is older. But 78 years old, still doing Indiana Jones movies. Wasn't Shia Shy? Wasn't he supposed to take over for Indiana Jones? And at the end of the Crystal Skull movie, he said, not yet. And we were like, good, because I like Shia, but nobody can replace Harrison Ford. But, you know, I bring this up. One is we hope he gets better in time, you know, to film. Apparently filming's still going to go on, and then they'll just splice him in. Viggo Mortensen apparently got hurt during The Lord of the Rings. I think he cut his face, and they had to do some scenes. Remember there was a scene where you just saw his profile, and he still looked sexy? I think it's because they were covering up. He cut himself, and I think he broke a toe, and when he kicked that helmet, and he, I think, also lost a tooth during the filming. He fractured a tooth. That's why his teeth look different now. Still gorgeous. So we'll talk about actors and their injuries. By the way, while we're still on the topic of Indiana Jones, you guys remember that iconic scene where in the first Raiders of the Lost Ark movie, he comes up, I guess, you know, to somebody who's wielding a sword and looks like he wants to just slice him with the sword, and he's like, to heck with this, and he just shoots him. Apparently that scene was supposed to be, and I don't know if this was just rumors or, you know, just promotional, but apparently that was ad-libbed. He wasn't feeling well. He had horrible diarrhea. He was sweating. He just wasn't feeling well during the scene, and rather than going through the fight scene, he kind of made that motion like to act with it, and I think the director loved it. Steven Spielberg, I'm not entirely sure if that's true, but that's the working theory, that he was really, really sick that day, and it was his idea to just to heck with it, and it worked. It's iconic. So, you know, my son the other day was watching a movie with me, or we were watching Loki or something, and he goes, you know, Mom, I wanted to be an archaeologist when I saw the Raiders of the Lost Ark movie, but then I didn't realize you're kind of in libraries all the time, so no. But I thought you got to go and explore. And these movies, I remember as a kid, got me excited about certain careers. John McClane, I didn't really want to be a cop because I definitely didn't want to be stuck in an air conditioning vent. But, you know, or jumping off the Nakatomi Tower. But I did remember that when I was watching these shows or watching these movies, I wanted to be who I was watching. Family Ties, you know, Michael Keaton, played by Michael J. Fox. I thought he did a good, was it Michael, not Michael Keaton, Alex Keaton. He played Alex Keaton in Family Ties. A, you know, strong, Republican, fiscally conservative, investor, somebody smart with money. And I'm thinking to myself going, I want to be an investor. I want to be smart with money. These characters start to inspire things. Glee. I'm an adult. I'm watching Glee. I go, yeah, I want to be on a stage and I want to sing. So we don't seem to have those movies. We still have the superhero movies, but they're really complex. And, you know, some people might some kids might identify with a character, but you really don't want to be a Loki because he's kind of a bad guy. He's like the god of mischief. But I wonder if we do need to bring back these kind of corny, old style, you know, heroes. John Wick, he's a hero, but a kid can't really aspire to be him. Trying to think who else, Fast and Furious, you know, what is actually their job? Well, maybe they work for the military. They contract out for the military to drive cars all over the place. So, you know, maybe we do need to kind of bring back an Indiana Jones type. Even though, yes, archaeology isn't running around and meeting a beautiful Austrian woman and fighting the Nazis, that's not what we do today in archaeology. But I think it does excite people and give them a little view into what other jobs are out there. And our stories are starting to kind of fail in these movies because it's just all about the action and the CGI. And, you know, get back to what inspired us and made us love characters. We need to fall in love with characters again and what they stand for. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And we really do appreciate you guys listening, GCN making this happen, and Daniel working the dials. So we got some breaking news. There appears to be more evidence that what we were told about the virus in Wuhan, China, was possibly wrong, as scientists believe that Chinese scientists had deleted some crucial data on early COVID-infected patients way before the wet market story. Now, this is something that I think you and I have discussed for months, where if it did hit the 80,000 person mark or whatever numbers we were told by late December, that most likely the virus was circulating for months, which means in order for there to be an epidemic of that proportion, I believe that probably by the end of the summer before is when whatever incident or anomaly happened. So we have assigned a professor. Actually, he's a professor. And I believe he recovered deleted files from Google Cloud. And he was able to reconstruct partial sequences of 13 early epidemic viruses. Now, his name is Professor Jesse Bloom. He said he found dozens of test samples from the earliest confirmed COVID patients in epicenter Wuhan that have been pulled by Chinese scientists from an international database. Now, this is no shock to me or probably you guys too. The people that keep saying that whoever is accusing China of, you know, intent or fraud or lying, those people are probably like, no, we can't believe this. But this is one professor saying, look, he found the files. There was proof that there was some washing of, you know, what was that term that was used for the emails a few years back with Hillary Clinton? There was some sort of evidence that somebody was kind of messing with some of the data. And so that's very, very frustrating to me as a physician, because I don't like data being manipulated. I don't like an outbreak of a respiratory virus, possibly even able to be transmitted in multiple other ways, and it killing millions of people, and nobody is coming up to the plate, nobody's taking responsibility, everybody's covering up, and it's taking people in the media, it's taking professors, it's taking scientists to do the legwork that the World Health Organization should be doing, or the UN, or the Trump or Biden administration should have been able to do, which they couldn't. And so I know now the Biden administration is investigating. I don't know what access we have now that it's probably 2 years out. If anything did happen maliciously, it probably happened August of 2019. So we got two more months shy of being 2 years out. So these claims say that as they're looking for patient zero, early COVID viruses investigated by the World Health Organization were not fully representative of the strains, because somebody washed out the data of the early strains. Professor Jesse Bloom is an associate professor at Seattle-based Fred Hutch Cancer Research Center. His research has revealed a data set containing SARS-CoV-2 sequences from early in the Wuhan epidemic was deleted from the National Institute of Health Sequence Read Archive. Now, remember I told you guys about how we might have been prepping for something China could have been planning, because we have databases. And these databases, whether it's through a collaboration with China or whether it's from our own work, we have been studying coronaviruses, because after the first SARS outbreak in 2002 and 2003, with Singapore even suggesting that patient zero came from the lab, if anybody has any sense, you start protecting yourself, because you have a lab that possibly had some sort of an accident. There was an epidemic that occurred in 2002, 2003. The virus is still within that same country and labs with possibly the same slipshod protocols. Let's make sure we have a vaccine. Let's make sure we have the data so that if we have to, we can immediately make a vaccine. You know, Moderna, by the way, Moderna was able to, within 42 days, submit a vaccine to the U.S. government. 42 days. So by February 2020, Moderna was already able to have the template and the workings of our vaccine. Why so quickly? Well, because we probably already had data that we could draw from. So if we have this data, is anybody overseeing that the data isn't being deleted, that it's not being hacked? I'm not sure what oversight there is. Or is this one of these hush-hush things, like the Armageddon movie with the asteroid, where, yeah, the government knows something's up, but they don't want to tell us. And they're going to kind of keep things quiet and not let everybody freak out and just handle an issue when it happens. So let me see what other information I could give you here. He said, the fact that such an informative data set was deleted has implications beyond those gleaned directly from the recovered sequences. Samples from early outpatients in Wuhan are a gold mine for anyone seeking to understand the spread of the virus. So when somebody had asked me, how do we even go back now and figure out what China's role could have been and where the start of the pandemic came from, it's actually not too difficult. You look at hospital records, you look at medical records, and you look at anybody that was suffering from a pneumonia that was culture negative with everything possible that we test for. And then if you see a cluster of these, you basically could look at the zip code and kind of figure out where this all happened. You can trace back, but if somebody is deleting the patient data, if you can't even access hospital records, if it is just one cover-up after a cover-up, we're screwed. There's just no way. He says, even my analysis of the partial sequences is revealing, and it clearly would have been more scientifically informative to fully sequence the samples rather than surreptitiously delete partial sequences. There is no plausible scientific reason for the deletion. Why would they not only delete data, but delete sequences? He said the sequences are perfectly concordant with the samples described in Wang et al., which is a paper previously studied. He says that therefore it seems likely that the sequences were deleted to obscure their existence. So this is obviously, he's a virologist, I believe, by his profession. This shows that we are dealing with an entity that is, I think, guilty by association, just guilty by some of their actions they're doing now. And I hate seeing people concentrate on just one little baby strain of COVID. My guess is the problem is way bigger. My guess is the problem isn't not only China, it could also be other countries. It could be that we have such a cluster in terms of people trying to develop bioweapons or develop biodefenses and means to combat, you know, each other with evil that they're creating in labs. And then a mishap happens, like a lab accident, which happened in 2002, according to Singapore, happened again in 2004 in China, according to the Chinese CDC. So we have, this isn't their first rodeo. China has lab its accidents. But this is one of the first pieces of evidence. Now, actually not one of the first, but this is starting to grow more evidence that this isn't just, well, we were studying bats and there was a leak. There was true manipulation of sequences, which is why for those of you kind of hedging on the vaccine, I don't want to get the vaccine because I don't trust anybody. The reason why I got the vaccine is if I believe that this isn't a natural occurring virus that you could have immunity to, and you could have a fighting chance with, but this is something that's been tinkered with, then we need to use whatever we have to fight that. And if it's a man-made virus, we need man-made medicine. I get it. I'm for natural immunity. I understand that. You know, I love that we have an immune system that was so perfectly designed by God and nature, and we are able to make antibodies and fight diseases, but there's no logic as to why an illness that can, you know, take somebody down for months isn't producing long-term antibodies. There's something weird. And also, these variants of these strains just keep coming up. So is it that we still have current leaks? Is it that they really mess with a bunch of strains and now we're identifying them? 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The vote of For the People Act split along party lines 50-50, short of the 60 needed Tuesday to begin debate. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer said the vote was the starting gun, not the finish line. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will decide this week whether to create a special committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Reuters, citing sources familiar with the decision, earlier on Tuesday reported that Pelosi will create the committee. China has called the United States the region's greatest creator of risks after the destroyer USS Curtis Wilbur on Tuesday conducted a routine transit through the Taiwan Strait. USA Radio News. As Arizona is wrapping up this week the audit of the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County, Michigan's Sheboygan County voted Tuesday to authorize a hand recount of the 2020 election. Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners voted 4-3 to authorize a letter to Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson requesting the recount. Last month, Georgia was set to do an audit. More than 145,000 Fulton County absentee ballots will be reviewed as part of the audit in the 2020 presidential election. Fresh from the summer solstice, this month's full moon rises Thursday in the afternoon. Known as the Strawberry Moon, the Strawberry Supermoon will reach peak illumination at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, and visibility will be optimal in the southeastern skies. It'll be happening just after sunset. As it peaks above the horizon, the supermoon will appear larger than usual and contain a golden hue. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some more breaking news. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of that cheerleader we talked about, who had, I guess, posted on a Snapchat on a weekend, and I think it was a Saturday night, to blank cheer. With that had the it was an F word, and she had been kicked off the squad and had basically sued the school because of her freedom of speech. And Brandy Levy was only 14 years old at the time, and she was suspended from her cheerleading squad by the Mahoney Area School District in Pennsylvania back in 2017. She was a sophomore at the time. And she sent a Snapchat to her friends all over the weekend that said, blank cheer. Now, she wasn't necessarily alluding to or describing a particular school. She was saying blank this, blank this, blank everything. Well, apparently a daughter of one of her coaches saw the Snapchat, caught it, able to do a screenshot, sent it to her mom, who's a coach. Mom talked to the other coaches, and she was kicked off or suspended from the team. So Brandy and her mom and dad, I think, kind of approached the school, and after not getting anywhere, went started to go through the courts, finally all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the court actually sided with the Pennsylvania team in a landmark ruling that extends the protection of free speech among school students to social media, which is huge for possibly future cases, where somebody puts something on social media and then gets affected by it negatively. Now, Levy is currently 18 years old. And her cheerleading career, I don't think, was able to evolve after that. She did sue the school district over the decision by arguing that she should not have been punished for speech that occurred outside of school hours. But the school district actually decided to take the case to the Supreme Court, arguing that the lower court's ruling prevented them from taking action against speech that disrupts the school environment. So the case drew national attention because it questioned whether a landmark 1969 ruling, which found that schools were permitted to regulate on-campus student speech when it is disruptive to the school environment, if it also applies to speech made off-campus and on social media. I don't know if you've seen the image. I wrote a piece on this. Basically, her snap was blank school, blank softball, blank cheer, blank everything. And she and her friend are showing, I guess, middle finger to the camera. That apparently caused the school to sanction her from a school standpoint. So the justices rolled 8-1. Siding with the team, deciding that the school's punishment violated her free speech rights. Like I said, this is going to be huge for future cases that have to do with school, possibly even employment. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote in his 11-page majority opinion that courts must be more skeptical of a school's effort to regulate off-campus speech. For doing so may mean the student cannot engage in that kind of speech at all. The majority found because schools are the nurseries of democracy, Mahoney itself has an interest in protecting the student's unpopular expression, especially when the expression takes place off campus. Breyer said the justices found it necessary to protect the superfluous. Yeah, that lawyers and judges can use big words. I mean, superfluous means, you know, that's superfluous. That's not necessary. That's not needed. I think that's how I look at superfluous. You know, I want to add extra sugar. That sugar's superfluous. And maybe I'll start using that word. So they said it might be tempting to dismiss their words as unworthy of the robust First Amendment protections discussed herein, but sometimes it is necessary to protect the superfluous in order to preserve necessary. Justice Clarence Thomas was the only justice to dissent. He wrote that the majority fails to consider whether schools often will have more authority, not less, to discipline students who transmit speech through social media. He said, though the Snapchat post was made off campus, because social media can be seen and shared on campus, it often will have a greater proximate tendency to harm the school environment than will an off-campus in-person conversation. So, despite the majority ruling, the justices declined to agree whether the lower court's decision that schools never have a role in disciplining students for off-campus speech. So they kind of stayed out of that. So the Third Circuit Appeals Court had ruled that the First Amendment guarantee of free speech prohibited public schools from regulating off-campus speech. And so with this ruling that happened today, the justices maintained that schools do have a special interest in regulating some off-campus student speech, but found that such interest was not sufficient to overcome her interest in free expression in that particular case. And they admitted that schools have a, quote, heavy burden to justify regulating off-campus speech, according to majority opinion, which means if they want to regulate off-campus what you do on your free time, there's going to be a quote-unquote big legal burden for them. Now, Levy had said, look, at the time, her... apparently, if I remember correctly, she had wanted to be part of varsity, but since she was only 14 and she had not done JV, she couldn't go to varsity. So she was upset, and so she was doing a rant one night on the weekend. And she was only 14. She said, I was frustrated, I was upset, I was angry, and I made a post on Snapchat. And then after that, things started to snowball. So this keeps coming up, and this has actually scared many individuals into not even touching the social media platforms, because anything can be said or used against them. And people have lost jobs. People have had careers. People have had marriages. And by the way, there's also the deep fake videos. You know, you can add your face to any video. Now there's these apps. I'm thinking about, you know, putting my face on one of the Charlie's Angels or something like that, right? You know, or Wonder Woman. I think that'd be cool if I put my face on Wonder Woman. There's an app where you can put your face and be in a movie, and it looks like you are the character in the movie. And I really want to do that. That'd be really, really cool with Wonder Woman. But anyway, so somebody could even say you said something, and now it's all over. And it's a very, very scary time. And unless we as a society say, look, social media and what's going on social media doesn't affect your everyday life or your work, it's going to continue to affect people. But then I get there's also lines. If you are a professor and you have disgusting, perverted, almost pedophilic comments on your social media, and that professor later gets accused or found, let's say, guilty of pedophilia or, you know, perversion, whatever, the school gets sued because they could say you hired a pervert. So we need the legal system to be, I mean, there has to be some sort of a discussion on how far this is going to go. You know, personally, I don't want to see people post Nazi propaganda and have them teaching my kids. But do they have a right to be a Nazi? So, you know, we've never really, our founding fathers never had to deal with social media. I don't think anybody should be Nazi, but that's just my opinion. But freedom of speech allows them to say what they like. So it's going to be interesting, especially since we do want to avoid racism and those sorts of, you know, terms and phrases and content, you know, being exposed to kids as well. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So lots of breaking news, and we're trying to give it all to you as we get it. And at the same time, trying to fix my hair because my hair is always a mess. Apologize about that. I know on radio you can't see my hair, but I think you can hear it. I think you can hear my hair fall out on the microphone. So Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, is finally going to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. And this is something, if I was going to be a Democratic strategist, this is something I would have gotten on way quicker. In fact, sadly, with the optics, it didn't look good. Her becoming czar of the border. It didn't look like she really wanted it, especially with some of her flippant remarks about, well, I haven't been to Europe. You know, when she was interviewed and grilled by Lester Holt on why she hasn't been to the border. But if I was a Democratic strategist, I would have been on this way sooner, because we have, unfortunately, some really, really bad things happening as people are trying to come to this country. Whether it's the trafficking, whether it's the rapes, whether it's these kids not coming with their parents, but coming with what they call coyotes to take them and then throwing them over walls. The Republican and Democratic Party alike are pro-family and, you know, support women's rights and, you know, support anti-trafficking measures. And so, but the Democratic Party has made huge, huge moves in terms of trying to stop, you know, certain things that sadly happen to vulnerable populations. And with what's going on with the crisis that seemed to worsen after certain policies from the previous administration were canceled, you would think that there would have been a little bit of choreography. And we discussed this with the ACA. When the Trump administration said, I'm going to come in and we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare, I had said, you got to be careful, because it's like a bomb. You cut the wrong wire, it's going to explode. The ACA was built and designed such that if you mess with it, it could cause the health system to implode unless you have a real good plan. It's, if I could bring back Indiana Jones, remember in Raiders of the Lost Ark, he wanted to take that gold statue. But before he could just grab it, because we're like, oh, just grab it, he had to make sure the weight was equal. So he had a bag of sand, and he had to kind of, you know, think about it and go, you know, and then he had to kind of get rid of just a little bit of sand, and I'm like, oh, man, he's such a stud. He's getting all sweaty, and he's just gorgeous. Anyway, so then he puts the bag of sand, and it still wasn't correct. So if you're replacing that gold statue in Raiders of the Lost Ark with a bag of sand, you need to make sure, like with the ACA, if you're going to replace it, it's not going to cause all these poison arrows and walls and big boulders to start coming after you like we see in the Disneyland ride. So same thing with the border. Canceling Trump policies might have looked like a popular thing to do, but look at what happened. And so if we want people to come to this country safely, I want immigrants to come and feel safe. I don't want them to think that the only way they could get to America is dying in the heat in a desert, or having to be raped along the way, or needing to be trafficked and owe your body and owe labor to the cartel for years, or you have to be separated from your family as you come up to come to the border. We don't want that. So Kamala Harris being tasked with this, even if it seems like she wasn't happy about that at all, it's imperative for her to show she cares. So the border's long, and there's been a lot of debate. Does it really matter whether the vice president is physically on the border or not? And as a physician, and with my background in psychology, when you're trying to fix a problem and you're trying to show that you want to protect vulnerable populations, you can't do it remotely. I understand she wants to fly to the source. I get that. We'll do that with cancer. I mean, as a physician, somebody has cancer, and let's say they have cancer that's spread to the back. Let's say there's prostate cancer, and the prostate cancer spread to the back, and that person is having horrible, horrible back pain. And you're like, you know what? We're going to attack the prostate. That's where the cancer's coming from. Makes sense. But if that doctor ignores that that person is having debilitating back pain and doesn't help them, they really look like a jerk. And they also look like they don't really care about the person. They're just going, oh, yeah, you know, we just want to look like we're doing something for the cancer. Well, if the cancer spreads to the back, you have to address that. Chemotherapy, pain medication, you might even have to do, depending on certain surgeries, other sorts of debulking procedures. So you can't just always go to the source. You have to show you care about the symptoms. And so what part of the border? I don't think we have that information yet. But it took President Trump saying, I'm going to go down there. And I guess she's going to try to beat him by 5 days. I think he's planning on being there by June 30th, and she's going to try to get there by Friday, so that it doesn't look like that the Republicans or the GOP have a win on this. So whoever's in the Democratic strategy business, you need to kind of, you know, think of things like a doctor would. All right, you got symptoms, you got, you know, sadly some bad things happening, and you need to show you care. So what would she do? I mean, if somebody's coming to the border, and you know, what good is it even going to do? You know, is she going to take pictures? Is it going to look like, you know, she's holding and hugging a kid? Are there going to be photo ops? Well, yeah, from a Democratic strategy standpoint, especially since she may run for office, you know, sadly, pictures are going to be needed. But what she could do is listen to the Border Patrol. And I'm watching the Golden Knights yesterday. And the Golden Knights had a tough game with the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, that game was almost so tough that I was almost thinking maybe we need to now build a wall on our northern border. Okay, just kidding. I like Canadiens. But still, they were having a rough time. And I don't think they could hear us as fans say, we love you, we got you, we're here to support you. Nobody's talking about the Border Patrol agents. Nobody is looking at their fatigue. Nobody is looking at what they're going through. Now, I mean, maybe some news outlets are covering it. But if you have an agency, if you have the Department of Homeland Security, and you have people that are one of your last stops before we could have a border crumble, don't you want to look like you're there to listen and then follow through on their recommendations? And if Border Patrol is saying, look, we're nonpartisan, but can you please get a wall up? We can't cover these miles. We need this. That's what she could do. She could say, look, she could go back to Biden and say, look, I know this might not be politically popular for the party, but our border agents are asking for this. And whether it's our military, our border agents, our nurses, our teachers, we want to show that we're listening and we're here for you. And so the fact that we have Americans, you know, busting their butts, putting their lives at risk, and they're seeing this trauma, and they're trying to do their best to save these kids and save these vulnerable people, while at the meantime, cartels are taking, you know, just running through, even in daylight. They're not even trying to wait till they could be obscure, you know, and sneak in during, you know, nighttime. Or they're doing broad daylight because they know Border Patrol is overwhelmed. Help those that are overwhelmed. That's what needs to be done. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, whatever. All right? If the military needs help, if our teachers need help, if our nurses need help, if our dentists need help, if our doctors need help, if there's an industry saying, look, you can help make our job a little easier, you listen. So that's what I hope gets done this Friday with Kamala Harris. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.